Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Unvanquished, the untold story of Lincoln's Special Forces, the manhunt for Mosby's Rangers, and the shadow war that forged America's Special Operations by Patrick K. O'Donnell. Read by Fred Sanders.
To Union Jesse Scouts, Sergeant Joseph Frith, Major Henry Young, and all of America's shadow warriors who gave the last full measure of their devotion to the United States and have never been brought home. Preface. America needs guerrilla bands of bold and daring men organized to sow the dragon's teeth behind the lines, men calculatingly reckless with disciplined daring, who were trained for aggressive action. It will mean a return to our old tradition of the Scouts, the Raiders, and the Rangers. In the midst of a raging world war, Colonel Wild Bill Donovan warned President Franklin Roosevelt of the United States' dire need for special operations forces and introduced his bold plans to draw inspiration from irregular or unconventional Civil War units to forge those forces. During the fall of 1941, Germany appeared on the verge of winning World War II. Enemy special operations played a crucial role in the conquering Axis tide. Of the major powers of World War II, America was the furthest behind, lacking special operations forces entirely. With America on the brink of war, Donovan desperately prepared his organization for the conflict. The brilliant and daring, yet soft-spoken, visionary took risks and embodied the spirit of the new organization he led, the Office of the Coordinator of Information. Within a year, it would emerge as the Office of Strategic Services, OSS. Facing an existential threat, Donovan understood the urgency of creating these units expeditiously. From the three-story granite building atop Navy Hill in southwest Washington, D.C., Donovan would gather his senior staff in his office.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?